strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, what I'm tempted to do is say, well, you heard Jesus, go do it, and move on with the service. But as much as you'd like a 10-second sermon, I think you probably figured out there's a little more to it than that. When Jesus says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, what he's talking about is the Torah, the first five books of our Bible, which is the law. And when he talks about the prophets, he's talking about 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, and all of the minor prophets, which are all those short books at the end of the Old Testament whose names we all find difficult to pronounce. It's a good chunk of the Old Testament, but it isn't all of it. But at the time of Jesus, the law and the prophets were what the scripture was for the people of Israel. All of the rest of the Old Testament had not yet reached the status of scripture, and there was some debate about which books should be included and which shouldn't. But the law and the prophets were settled. Those were the word of God. They were the things on which the people of Israel were to build their faith. So when Jesus says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, what he's saying is, if you keep these two commandments, you have done everything that God will ask of you. Okay, well, that seems simple enough. Love God, love neighbor. I can do that. Except, of course, there's more. It's not just love God. It's love God with what gets translated into Greek as heart and soul and mind, and usually in some versions gets added strength. The word that gets translated soul here doesn't quite carry the meaning that we have in the Western world. The Aramaic and Hebrew word that Jesus used carries much more of a sense of everything that makes you you, your you-ness, if you will. So what Jesus is saying is, if you love God with everything that makes you you, with your mind and your inner being and your strength and your heart, everything that makes you you, with all of you, if you love God with all of you, and love your neighbor exactly in the way you love yourself, you will have done what God requires of you. The problem, of course, is most of us don't manage to do that very often. We occasionally manage to love God with everything we are for just a few minutes. And if we're honest, most of us manage to love our neighbor as much as ourselves, even less than that. But on those occasions that we do, on those occasions when we love God with everything we are, on those occasions when we love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves, in those minutes, we catch glimpses of what the kingdom of God will be like. And that's what Jesus is saying, is that to follow God is to strive to catch those glimpses as often as we can, and to do as much as we can to catch them more and more, so that we get more and more of a picture of what the kingdom of God will be like, and to live into it a little more each day here on earth, so that when we reach the kingdom of God, it will be familiar to us. So love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And in striving to do those things, we see a picture of what it is God has for us. Amen.